You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. At the conclusion of yesterday's practice, the second of two against the Bills, Johnny Manziel spoke with the media. Here's what he had to say.
Could you sum up your 2 days here?
Yeah, I thought it was a good 2 days. You know, getting to go against somebody different for a couple days of training camp, break up the monotony of the whole deal. I think it was good. I think it was, you know, good all around, you know, for the entire team. Sure.
Unfortunately, over there, you guys didn't get to score in the two-minute drill, but both you and Josh hit a couple of big plays. So some ups and downs over there today.
Yeah, I think, you know, the situation at the end, you know, that interception, that's probably more of a situation where we're going to do a fast field goal. So we're going to get our field goal team on. My situation was before the half. Josh's was into the game. So, you know, we got it down there. We just got to punch it in. So I know, you know, our situation, we're probably going to try and kick a field goal there before the half and get out. But, you know, fourth down, just trying to make a play and throw it up and just make sure we get a chance to get it in the end zone. You know, thought they were blitzing a little bit. Today, it's some good looks for us to see, though. You know, going against base all the time and seeing some base stuff. You know, I think it was good seeing a mixture of all kinds of different things. That's what we got throughout the week.
Hawk called this a road practice. What was that like for you to have at least a couple thousand boos as you're working in this?
Yeah, no, I think, like I said at the beginning, just to break up the monotony of, you know, driving from the hotel in Berea to the facility every day, you know, getting to get on a train for probably most of our first time, coming over here and, you know, seeing different players at different positions and, you know, guys that you know from throughout the days of playing football. So, you know, I think it was, you know, obviously it's not our home place. We did get booed a little bit, but, you know, that's part of it anytime going on the road.
What do you hope to accomplish in the game on Thursday night?
Yeah, just progress. Really, that's it. Do better than last week. You know, we scored once last week. Let's get in twice this week.
Johnny, I don't think you were booed much, but does it feel good that just to be back where you are right now and trying to get back on track with your career and everything in that regard?
Yeah, no, I think we got a good welcome. You know, there were some boos, but at the same time, I think we got a good welcome being here. You know, personally, you know, it's always good to get in some different situations. Sometimes it's some heckling, sometimes it's some love here and there. So, you know, it's always a good mixture.
It's hard to see Terrell. I mean, Terrell's been working so hard to get back to have another little setback.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, he was having a hard time yesterday, and to see him go down again after he's been working so hard to get back, you know, it's tough. You know, Terrell's a guy that wants to be out there with us. He wants to work on these little intricacies of things he's trying to pick up as far as the receiver position, you know. And, you know, he wants the reps. He wants, you know, the attempt to get better. And I think he's been doing a good job. And for him to work, you know, all the way up to get back, you know, only thing that we can hope is it's not that bad and we can get him back out there soon. Yeah, I think last year, you know, during the season, throughout the season, you know, for the most part, I think we had a really good stat as far as not having guys out with any soft tissue injuries. But, you know, that's part of camp. You know, we have guys go down, and, you know, really for us, it's a big part of the process as far as getting other young guys in, getting them reps, and making sure the next guy is ready to go in. Because as you guys know, being around the game, you know, a little while, guys are going to go down. You never know when you're going to have to step in. So we need these guys who might not think they're going to get a lot of reps. You know, they're going to get some.
Johnny Hawk talked about picking up the tempo of the offense. From a quarterback standpoint, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, I think, you know, we want to be efficient getting in and out of the huddle, in and out of our shifts, in and out of our motions, everything. I think we just want to be quick. You know, I don't know if it's as much up-tempo going no huddle, anything like that, as much as it is being efficient at what we're doing and making sure we're crisp.
How's the speed of the game? Are you getting comfortable with the speed of the NFL game?
Yeah, so I think it's a continuing process every day, and getting out here in situations like this definitely help.
Can you talk about Shane Wynn, and seems to make some big plays.
Yeah. Shane's been awesome for us since the day he stepped into the building. So I know he went up and made a great play today, and he's consistently been doing that in practice. So, you know, we need to give him some opportunities on Thursday in the game to get out there and let him do what he's been doing.
Elbow all right?
Yeah, elbow's been good.
How about Connor Shaw? How unfortunate was
it? You know, as a tight-knit group as we are right now in the quarterback room, you know, it was hard. We all gave him a call last night, made sure that he knew that we were all thinking about him. You know, just in a group text today with all of us. You know, I think, you know, he's obviously struggling with it a little bit right now because, you know, we think he was doing some really good things in camp, some good things in the game the other night. To have that kind of, you know, freak injury, hitting it on a helmet, or, you know, having a thumb, which is, you know, such a small part but such a crucial part to playing the quarterback position. You know, we feel for him, and, you know, hopefully he can get back soon. And, you know, we want him in our room whenever he can get back.
Johnny, we saw that one play today where you ran left, you ended up running all the way to the other side of the field. Are you getting back to where you want to be in your comfort zone when you're out there?
Yeah, I think just looking at that play, dropping eight in the red zone from like the 5 or 6 yard line, that's obviously a time where they're not going to have a lot of guys rushing and you have to buy some time. So, you know, more than anything, just have a little fun for a little bit and run around, but, you know, not do anything that's dangerous, not do anything silly, and, you know, either our ball or nobody's ball there in the back of the end zone. So, you know, I think more than anything, we still have to look at it. You know, we're serious, but we still got to have a little bit of fun, too.
For the record, did you ever been on a train ride before?
First time. So, no, I don't think
Disney
there's many.
World or anything?
No, I don't think so.
Johnny Manziel and many of the players saying, noting that it was their first time with train travel there. I think when I was a kid, we did a vacation on a train around California in the Southwest. And then, obviously, when I went to Europe, I was on
trains. I've taken the train twice in my life. One of them wasn't essentially a train for travel. It was more of like an enjoyment train. I did the train ride up in the Sonoma-Napa area. That train, like the line train. It's not truly a train. It's more entertainment. But then I've taken the train from, I think it's from like L.A. to San Diego.
Okay.
Where between, because of traffic and so on and so forth, not getting stuck because of the time of day that I needed to be up there, I took the train. And it wasn't bad.
No, wasn't
not bad at all.
It's easy.
It can be
it's
confusing, you know, with like stops and, you know, actual time, but like
it's
you
just like have being to chauffeured.
You just have to build belief in it that it's actually going to be on time.
Right. And other than that, you get to sit there, you can be on your iPad. Yeah. It's much better than driving.
Yes, it is.
I would have rather been on the train when I was coming home last night from 8 till about 12:30 in the morning. I would have much rather been on a train.
Yeah.
Just chilled.
Yeah.
On my iPad. Yeah, slept. I did get a little bit tired last night.
I was all right. Talked to my mother. My mother's like, if you need to talk to somebody while you're driving, I'm here. I'm like, all right.
I'll tell you what. I was in desperate search of Taco Bell last night.
Really?
That's all I wanted. And I tried my Google Maps. I have the,
you have the Taco Bell app.
Yeah,
oh, you do?
There just are not a lot of Taco Bells here. Like, if Buffalo, there were a couple, but you had to go way off the freeway.
Yeah, yeah.
So I found a Subway. I ended up eating at Subway. Yeah. I really wanted Taco Bell.
Yeah.
I was really disappointed.
Would you have spent the $20 there or $25?
I ended up at $10 with a water at Subway.
Gotcha.
Yeah, I would have much rather had Taco Bell. Apparently, they've got some new ghost pepper griller that sounds great.
Yeah, you like the spicy.
I do like the spicy. Johnny Manziel yesterday talking about the play where he scrambled around. It literally was 10 seconds, and he's showing more comfort. And you can see when he gets in these game situations against not our team, he was running around a little bit more, buying time. But he was looking with keeping his eyes down the field, which I thought was very good, looking to throw the ball. He had one where he rolled out left and drilled Lenz on the sideline for about an 18-yard gain that was a very good throw and just shows what having a mobile quarterback can do for you. He looked more comfortable from the pocket there, but was under pressure quite a bit as that Bills defensive front was very, very good.
Yeah, absolutely. And I don't mind, you know, the deviation out of the pocket in game-like scenarios, but as long as he's held accountable that these games cannot be won on a consistent basis playing that brand of football.
Right. This team is going to need to be physical. If we can get – see, I think there's a ton of talent on this offensive line, but you got to get push. And when you talk about a running game, would you agree you could if LaDainian Tomlinson's getting hit when he gets the ball, he's not going to produce a lot?
No.
You need that push, and you need to give him an opportunity to get to the next level.
You do, and I think you know, Chris Johnson, who was recently signed by the Arizona Cardinals, I was watching Herm Edwards and Jeff Saturday highlighting some of his runs with the New York Jets last season, and they talked about the same thing, that when Chris Johnson is at his best, it's that downhill, that jump cut, you know, type of vision that he can have. But when you got, you know, players around your feet or you're running in the back of your offensive lineman and you can't get that start, your vision is negated because you're in a wall of another player, whether it's defensively or offensively. And, you know, I don't care how great you are. There's nowhere to go.
Exactly. You said it right. It's just like when they say it in American Pie. You don't score till you score. If there's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to
go.
Now, some people, as I said, Barry Sanders made a living
but he
also had a lot of negative runs there.
Exactly.
You need to have room to get it going as a running back. And you know, Mary Kay said, and I wondered your thoughts on this. She said, you know, they haven't game planned to run. Do you need to really game plan to run?
No, you don't. Because what you run, the best rushing attacks in the National Football League ever, or if you want to say last year, could line up and have a bulletin board or a board or a poster board that says, we are running the football, and you can even point to the direction you're going to do it, and you're going to gain 3 yards. You're going to gain 4 yards because you're that good. I mean, look how the Dallas Cowboys, you know, riding the tail feathers of DeMarco Murray as far as they did, they ran the ball 53% of the time, which makes it that much easier for Tony Romo and Dez to be great. But and halfway through the season, the guy's on pace, you know, a record-setting pace, which, yes, it slowed down just a little bit as they were in, you know, made their playoff run, which tapered back his carries, but they knew he was going to get the ball a high percent of the time, and you still couldn't stop it. That's what you want to create here. Hey, we're running. Crow, West, Duke Johnson, doesn't matter. It's the guys in front of us that are going to give him that seam, and what they do with those seams or creases thereafter is what's going to be exceptional.
Right, and that's what you got to get. Give them that little bit of space. Give them so they can wiggle, 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 and get out there and get down the field. All right, when we come back, we're going to go around the league, and I think it's going to be fun. We're going to cover a lot of topics, a lot of fracases around the league, and none really in Buffalo. None really. The Browns and the Bills, there was tension, but I thought Rex and Pett had a good handle on it. There were times when Coach Pett wanted certain players off of the field for the Browns because it was getting a little bit too heated. So I do think it's a good thing. We're going to talk about camp fights, a lot of other things when we come back. When we go around the NFL on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.